我们大家一同打开创世纪
Genesis，
我们一同读创世纪第四十一章
41。
我们轮流来读，从第一节开始。
Responsively from verse 1，
我读第一节，你们读第二节。过了两年，法老做梦，梦见自己站在河边，有七只母牛从河里上来，又美好又肥胀，在芦地中吃草。随后又有七只母牛从河里上来，又丑陋又干瘦，与那七只母牛一同站在河边。这又丑陋又干瘦的七只母牛吃尽了那又美好又肥壮的七只母牛，法老就醒了。他又睡着，第二回做梦，梦见一颗麦子长了七个穗子，又肥大又佳美。随后又长了七个穗子，又细落，又被东风吹焦了。这细落的穗子吞了那七个又肥大又饱满的穗子。法老醒了，不料是个梦。到了早晨，法老心里不安，就差人召了埃及所有的术士和博士来。法老就把所做的梦告诉他们，却没有人能给法老言解。那时酒正对法老说，我今日想起我的罪来。从前法老恼怒臣仆，把我和膳长下在副卫长府内的监里，我们二人同夜各做一梦，各梦都有讲解。在那里同坐我们有一个希伯来的少年人，是副卫长的仆人，我们告诉他，他就把我们的梦言解，是按着个人的梦言解的。后来正如他给我们言解的，成就了我官复原职，膳长被挂起来了。法老睡机差人去招约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监。他就剃头刮脸换衣裳，进到法老面前。法老对约瑟说，我做了一个梦，没有人能解。我听人说你听了梦就能解。约瑟回到法老说，这不在乎我，上帝必将平安的话回答法老。法老对约瑟说，我梦见我站在河边，有七只母牛从河里上来，又肥壮又美好，在芦地中吃草。随后又有七只母牛上来，又瘦弱又丑陋又干瘦，在埃及遍地我没有见过这样不好的。这又干瘦又丑陋的母牛吃尽了那以前的七只肥母牛，吃了以后却看不出是吃了，那丑陋的样子仍旧和先前一样。我就醒了，我又梦见一颗麦子长了七个穗子，又饱满又佳美，所以又长了七个穗子，枯槁细弱，被东风吹焦了。这些细弱的穗子吞了那七个佳美的穗子。我将这梦告诉了术士，却没有人能给我解说。又是对法老说，法老的梦乃是一个，上帝已经把所要做的事指示法老了。七只好母牛是七年，七个好穗子也是七年，这梦乃是一个。那随后上来的七只又干瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个虚空被东风吹焦的穗子也是七年，那是七个荒年。这就是我对法老说，上帝已经把所要做的事显明给法老。埃及遍地必来七个大丰年，所以又要来七个荒年。因那以后的饥荒甚大，便不觉得先前的丰收了。所以法老做两次梦，是因为上帝命定这事，而且必速速成就。所以法老那个选一个有聪明有智慧的人派他管理埃及地。法老长这样心，也派官员管理这地。当七个丰年的时候，征收埃及地的五分之一，叫他们把将来丰收一切的粮食聚集起来，除食于五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。所聚集的粮食可以防备埃及地将来七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。我们大家一同来读下面这一段。 又叫约瑟坐在他的仆车和道在前面呼叫说跪下，这样法老派他治理埃及全地。法老对约瑟说，我是法老，在埃及全地若没有你的命令，不许人擅自办事。法老赐名给约瑟叫撒巴纳特巴内亚，又将安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿阿西娜给他为妻。又是就出去寻请埃及地。又是见法老王长老的时候是30岁，他从法老面前出去，经过了埃及全地7个丰年之地，内地的出产极其丰盛。又是聚集埃及地7个丰年一切的粮食，把粮食寄存在各城里，各城周围田地的粮食都寄存在本城里。又是聚集五谷甚多，如同海边的沙，无法计算，因为谷不可胜数。方言未到以前，安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿亚西娜给约瑟生了两个儿子。约瑟给长子起名叫马纳西，因为他说，上帝使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。他给次子名叫以法莲，因为他说，他使我在受苦的地方昌盛。埃及地7个丰年，一晚7个荒年就来了。正如约瑟所说的，各地都有饥荒，唯独埃及全地有粮食。其实法老全埃及全地有了饥荒，众民向法老哀求粮食。法老对他们说，你们往约瑟那里去，凡他所说的你们都要做。当时饥荒遍满天下，约瑟开了各度的仓敌粮给埃及人，在埃及地饥荒甚大，各地的人都往埃及去，到约瑟那里去敌粮，因为天下的饥荒甚大。我读42章的第一节，雅各见埃及有粮，就对儿子们说，你们为什么彼此观望呢？我听见埃及有粮，你们可以下去从那里为我们敌粮来，使我们可以存活，不至于死。我们都已经到这个地方，今天我们要先解决几个问题。
We got to solve a few problems first.
所以梦在圣经里面有多大的意思
？What is the significance of dreams within the Bible?
梦跟神的启示有什么关系
？What is the relationship between the dream and the revelation of God?
圣经记载的梦是不是表示所有的梦都有同样的意义呢
？Does that mean that all sorts of dreams have the same meaning as the Bible?
约瑟跟但以理是用什么总原则来解梦的呢？
What sort of general principle would Joseph and Daniel use to explain the dreams?
如果今天基督徒做梦，是不是等于上帝也给他们启示呢？
Would God reveal to the Christian today through your dreams?
解梦的事情是恩赐或者是智慧呢？
The interpretation of a dream, is it a gift or a wisdom?
梦都有相同的启示的功能跟意义吗？
Would there be the same function of revelation in all dreams?
这是一个解经的难题。
This is a difficult portion of the Bible.
有些基督徒没有办法分辨，结果就把所有的梦混在一起来谈的一个常常有的错误。
A mistake that many Christians make because we are confused and we think all dreams are the same.
我们相信圣经都是上帝所默示的。
We believe that the Bible is inspired by God.
上帝默示圣经的时候有不同的方法。
And there are different ways of inspiration.
这是希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们的。
We see this in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1.
上帝用多方多次把他的话晓谕给我们的列祖。
The Bible says that God in all manner, in different manners,
在末后的时候就叫他自己的儿子 把他的话告诉我们。
Inspired the ancestors, and in the last days, through his son.
所以在这一段圣经告诉我们
，This passage tells us，
神把真理启示给人的时候
，That when God revealed the truth to men，
不是一次就结束的
，It was not done just once，
乃是许多许多次把它合起来的
，But through many different occasions，
不是用一种方法就结束了
，And not through one method，
它用多方多次不同的方法启示下来
，But through many different methods in many different occasions。
这是神对人。人启示的话语
，and this is the revelation of God's word。
最完美、最高峰的时候
，at its height, at its most perfect point，
就是在耶稣基督的身上。
It comes through Jesus Christ。
所以在历史的耶稣
，the historical Jesus，
一生所发生的一切的事情
，everything that was related to him in his life，
神要对人启示的真理的最高峰的内容。
It will be the climax of God's revelation through Jesus.
在耶稣基督之前
，before Jesus，
就有许多的先知蒙受上帝的启示。
There will be many prophets that receive revelation of God.
他们可以说预言
，they can prophesy.
因为先知这个字，希伯来文的意思就是上帝的代言人的意思。
In the Hebrew word, the word prophet means the spokesman of God.
The spokesman of God.
上帝的代言人。
是上帝替上帝讲话的人。
A person who speaks for God.
所以听先知的话。
So when you hear the prophets,
你就明白神对人讲些什么。
You will be able to understand what God wants from you.
先知里面有责备的话语。
The prophets will rebuke.
先知里面有教训的话语。
The prophets will teach.
先知有境界的话语
，The prophets will warn；
先知有安慰的话语
，The prophets will comfort；
先知各有预先的言论
，And certainly they can prophesy。
所以这样就把上帝超时代的全能的话也讲出来了。
And so they are able to express God's almighty word that surpasses time。
我们在先知的预言中间
，Within the prophecy of the prophets，
我们有一部分关于未来的事情是我们可以知道的。
There are portions about the future that we can know.
因为超历史掌握时间的上帝把将要发生的事情告诉了先知。
God transcends time and history, so he revealed the future to the prophet.
所以这些先知就奉主的名把神的心意、神的计划、神的诫命就传讲下来了。
Being obedient to God, they will reveal then the will and the plan and the commands of God.
但是在生命记第十八章里面告诉我们
Deuteronomy chapter 18 says
如果有先知奉上帝的名说预言
If a prophet prophesied in the name of God
以后他所讲的预言都没有成就的话
And then his prophecy failed
那你们就要把这个先知用石头把他打死
What you need to do then is to stone him to death
因为他们根本是个假的先知
Because they have been exposed as a false prophet
奉主的名讲了他们自己要讲的话不是上帝所托付的话语
In the name of the Lord they have expressed words of their own instead of the words of God
一方面相信神的预言
On the one hand we believe in the prophecy of God
一方面拒绝那些假的预言
But we must reject false prophecy
当上帝启示人的时候
When God reveals his will to men
各样的办法
He will use all sorts of ways
所以有时候他也用了梦的办法把启示赐下来
So sometimes he would use dreams
那么上帝用梦启示是真的吗
Is it true that God will reveal himself through dreams
是的
Yes it is
所以我们在创世纪
In Genesis
一直到这个马拉基书
Through Malachi
你看见旧约里面有一些特别的时期有很重要的梦是上帝赐给人的
You will see that in the Old Testament important times God would use dreams
我们不能把这个东西反过来说
But we cannot then draw a conclusion
凡是人做梦都是上帝的启示
That all your dreams are result of God's revelation
因为连圣经都没有讲过这句话
The Bible itself never declared this
不但如此在整个旧约几千年的历史中间
In a few thousand years of the Old Testament
以梦的形式领受上帝启示的人并不太多
Not too many people receive God's revelation to dream
说几个被记载下来的梦
The few dreams that have been recorded
是好几百年以后才有这样的情形发生
Come about after many centuries
所以第一个问题我们要解决的
The first question that we need to solve
不要反梦都相信
Is that do not believe in all dreams
你不能把每一个梦当作是神的启示等量奇观
You cannot simply declare that all dreams are from God
正像先知说预言有真的有假的
just as the prophets can prophesy true or false prophecy.
真正成就的是真的预言。
Things that really come true would have been real.
那些没有成就的是假的预言。
Prophecy that are false will not come true.
而没有成就的预言还有两种。
And prophecy that doesn't come true has two types.
一种是到某一个时代还没有应验的预言。
One would not come true at a certain generation.
可能在以后的时代才会兑现。
But may come true in the future.
有一种是永远不可能兑现的预言。
But some will never ever come true.
所以领受神话语，领受圣灵末世的先知。
A prophet that received the word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
从神而来的一定会应验。
If it comes from God, it must surely come true.
我们就不能因为有人奉主的名，他所讲的话，他所做的梦，你认为都是从上帝来的。
And so you cannot simply declare that anyone who says he speaks in the name of the Lord comes from God.
末后的时代
especially in the last days,
很多人冒上帝的名说预言。
There will be many people who will prophesy in the name of God.
很多人所做的梦根本不是从上帝来的。
Many people who say that they have dreams, but they are not from God.
所以我们就不可以把梦信以为真。
And so we ought not to place our trust on dreams.
我们也不可以随便解那不是从上帝来的梦。
And certainly not interpret dreams that are not from God.
免得我们受上帝亲自的责备跟刑罚。
So that we will escape God's own rebuke.
那为什么后来的梦没有像以前的梦那么重要呢？
Why would be the latter dreams not be as important as earlier ones?
为什么新约的梦没有旧约那么重要呢？
What about the dreams in the New Testament?
为什么旧约后期的梦没有前期那么重要呢？
Why are the dreams that are in the latter part of Old Testament not as important?
上帝原先还没有圣经启示下来的时候，
Before the Bible has been given to us,
他就常常用梦把他的旨意向他拣选的人显明出来。
God will reveal His will to His chosen people through dreams.
但是当上帝的圣经越来越全备的时候，
But as the Bible of God continue to form,
人就直接从先知领受的话语明白上帝的心意。
Through the words of the prophets, written words of the prophets, we understand God.
梦的重要性就不像从前那样大了。
The importance of dreams therefore diminishes.
圣经完全写成功了以后，
And when the Bible is completed,
一切有关生命跟敬虔的道理都已经记载下来了。
Everything relating to faith and reverence has been recorded.
神就减少了用梦、用意象、用超自然的能力来显明他旨意的这个方法。
And God would greatly reduce the use of dreams and supernatural means.
所以我们不能把现在很多自以为领受异梦的人他们的经历当作就是上帝的启示。
Therefore, we cannot simply consider people who say that they have strange dreams as having the revelation of God. Secondly,
当人以为梦从上帝启示是圣经有根据的，
when people believe that their dreams are biblical basis,
魔鬼就用这个办法使一些人夸口他们领受了特殊的启示。
Satan will then use this method to encourage people to boast that they receive special revelation.
这样欺骗了很多的选民。
And be able to fool many chosen people.
又可以利用这些人做假的领袖。
And then they will use these people that they may become their leaders.
误导上帝家里面的人。
And misguide people in the house of God.
所以我们更应当谨慎，慎思明辨，鉴察入微。
We need to be very careful, very observant.
第一方面，因为神的话已经完全启示在圣经，所以做梦领受启示的事已经减少，甚至不必要了。
On the one hand, God's word has been completed, so there is really no need to receive God's revelation through dreams.
第二样，那些没有分辨的人就以为他一做梦，他就像旧约先知们有同样的经历，有同样等价值的经验，他们就为这个事情夸口自己比别人更属灵。
And secondly, people like to boast that they are more spiritual because they think their dreams are of the same level as that of the prophets.
这样就很容易欺骗那些把这些当作是神曾经用过的方法，一定不会错误，就囫囵吞枣接受他们宣称的权威。
They are able to fool many people because many people simply declare that all dreams belong to God.
到了近代灵恩派的时候，
When we reach charismatism in the recent days,
还有一些灵恩派的领袖，他们照样用他们体验的、他们领受的、他们经历的梦 作为他们传福音的一个权威。
There are still many charismatic leaders that will rely their authority on the dreams that they have.
在这个没有权威的时代里面
，And in this era where there is no firm authority，
有很多的人心里还感到有权威的需要。
Many people still want an authoritative figure.
所以那些自己宣称自己有特殊权威的人，就可以吸引很多的人跟着他们走。
And people who declare themselves as having special revelation are very attractive to many.
撒旦就用这个办法欺骗了很多上帝的百姓。
And Satan used this method to fool many people of God.
他们把现代一些人领受梦的经历，跟圣经里面神启示用梦把他的话告诉人的经历。等量奇观来看待。
And many people equate the dreams of many modern leaders as those of the prophets in the Bible.
再加上人心里面对神的真理没有那个真正明白上帝旨意的分辨能力。
At the same time, many people are not able to distinguish about truth and falsehood.
没有教育的基础。
They are not well educated.
没有真正渴慕真理的顺服。
And they don't really thirst after the truth of God.
上帝就使人生发一个错误的心，把不是从神而来的当作是从神而来的，就把从神而来的真理把它撇在一边。
And God would allow people then to be confused, and they will then abandon the truth from God.
这是今天教会很可怕的一件事情。
This is something most horrifying in the church today.
越敢宣布权威的人。
The more you are bold in declaring your authority,
得着更多的听众听他们的。
The more people will come and listen to you.
那些以自己的自信心代替，就是神赐给他权威的假门徒。
There are many false disciples that will use their own self-confidence to take over the authority of God.
他们就赢取了很多人对他们的信任。
And they are able to garner many trust from people.
所以结果这一种的基督徒就放弃了真正可靠了神在圣经中间所启示的真理。
In the end, they will abandon the truth that God has revealed in His Word.
去接受那些自以为冒神的权威所预言的现在的假先知。
And accept the false prophet that speak in the name of God and His authority.
这样的教会新加坡很多。
In Singapore, there are many such churches.
很多很多这样的人。
Many such people.
他们在这个难题上从来没有好好用心去研讨。
They have never tried their best to study into this topic.
所以就掉在错误的领导人的手下。
In the end, they follow false leaders.
把这个难题先解开了以后
，After we solve this difficulty,
回到圣经里面有关于梦的记载的一些重要的经文。
We need to return back to the Bible some of the important recording about dreams.
约瑟解梦，这是一件很重要的历史事实。
The ability of Joseph to interpret dreams was an important historical fact.
但以理解梦，这是很重要的历史事实。
It's the same for Daniel.
约瑟解的梦是跟当时将要发生的事情有非常重要的关联。
Joseph interpreted a dream that was about that time.
而但以理解梦不单单对当时代将要发生的事情有关联，跟整个世界末日必定要发生的事情更有关联。
And Daniel interpreted dream of his time and also dreams about the future to come.
所以这两个圣经里面从来没有记载他们犯过什么罪的青年人。
These two young persons has not had a bad thing written about them in the entire Bible.
他们都从神领受了特殊的启示。
Both of them received special revelation from God.
关系天下的大事都记载下来了。
Things that are relating to the entire world.
不但有关他们活在世界的那个时代要发生的事情。
Not only events that will occur in their lifetime.
而且也把将来必成的在历史末后的时代最后发生的事情。
And also events that will come towards the end of the entire world.
这两个人在解梦的事情上有特别特别的地位在其中。
So these two young persons have special ability in the interpretation of dreams.
但是这两个人所相差的距离是很久很久的一段时间。
But both live many, many years apart.
从约瑟的时代到但以理的时代。
From the era of Joseph to Daniel.
这个时间是超过千年的时代。
More than 1,000 years would have passed.
所以我们不能说每一个做梦的人都是神的启示。
Therefore, we cannot say that every dreamer has a revelation of God.
好像我们在使徒行传里面。
In the book of Acts.
看见第二章圣灵降下来。
In chapter 2, the Holy Spirit descended.
第八章圣灵又降下来。
Chapter 8, the Holy Spirit descended.
第十章圣灵又降下来。
Chapter 10, the Holy Spirit descended.
第十九章圣灵又降下来。
Chapter 19, the Holy Spirit descended.
第二章的时候圣灵降在耶路撒冷。
Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon Jerusalem.
第八章的时候，圣灵降在撒玛利亚。
Chapter 8, in Samaria.
第十章的时候，圣灵降在哥尼流家里。
In chapter 10, the house of Cornelius.
第十九章，圣灵降在以弗所的地方。
In chapter 19, in Ephesus.
所以这四次圣灵的降临，
these four incidents of the descendant of the Holy Spirit,
不等于说每一次人领受圣灵都有同样的经验。
Does not therefore mean that every time the same experience will be repeated.
这四次不等于每一次。
These four occasions does not represent that you always come.
这四次前后相差的年代是二十八年。
It actually had 28 years of span of time.
这二十八年只有四次记在圣灵降临下来。
Within 28 years, only four occasions we had.
好，现在灵恩派论里每一次如果人领受圣灵，就圣灵降下，每一个机会都圣灵降下，这是胡扯。
The charismatics believe that every time you receive the Holy Spirit, He will descend. This is not right.
而这四次的降下，
these four incidents,
不降在重复的人身上，
was not descended on the same group of people.
耶路撒冷的人领受圣灵降下，他不需要再领受第二次圣灵降下。
And the people of Jerusalem only received the Holy Spirit once.
撒玛利亚的人领受圣灵降下，他不需要重复领受圣灵的降下。
The people of Samaria received the Holy Spirit, but not repeated.
在哥尼流家里的人那一次领受圣灵降临，没有再重复有圣灵需要再降临。
The people in the household of Cornelius also had only one experience.
照样，在这个以弗所教会领受圣灵的，就是那一次。永远不需要再受灵圣灵的降临。
And the people in the church of Ephesus receive it only once and not forevermore.
今天五旬节教会灵恩派的人，他们对圣灵降临的解释不是如此。
But this is not the way the Pentecostal church interpret the Bible.
所以每次在五旬节以前有十天的时间。
And so 10 days before the day of Pentecost,
他们就恳切祷告，求圣灵降临。
And they will pray fervently that the Holy Spirit will come again.
到那一天，他们说圣灵降在他们身上了。
And on that very day of Pentecost, they declare that the Holy Spirit has come.
到了明年五旬节以前十天。
And then next year, 10 days before the day of Pentecost,
他们又在追求圣灵降在我们身上，再祷告十天。
Again, they will pray fervently for 10 days.
圣灵又降在他们的身上。
That the Holy Spirit will come on
them
again.
再过一年，他们再一。前十天祷告，
and then year after year, 10 days before Pentecost,
圣灵再降在他们身上。
That the Holy Spirit will come again.
所以照他们这个观念是每年圣灵降在同一个人身上一次。
So based on this concept, every year the Holy Spirit will come once.
他们就恳切祷告。
So they pray fervently.
尽是祷告。
Fast and pray.
他们非常热心的祷告。
With great fervency.
所以我问他们说，那今年圣灵降临了，明年圣灵要降临了，第一次降临跟第二次降临中间，他什么时候跑回去的？
My question to them is that when would the Holy Spirit get out of you?
他们根本不能回答。
But they will not be able to answer.
他们有一些就醒悟过来了。
Some will be awakened.
另外一些就差不多要赶鬼了。你不要这样，你不相信圣经的话。
And some will just keep chase me away.
所以我们不能做一个不负责任的信徒。
We cannot be irresponsible to our faith.
这是超自然的现象。
These supernatural phenomena.
有神的作为在其中。
May have the work of God in there.
而神的作为在超自然现象中间。
And in the work of supernatural things,
我们可以接受。
We can accept that God will work.
不要忘记，撒旦也常常用超自然的假现象来模仿冒充神超自然的干预跟作为。
But do not forget that Satan can also work supernatural deeds.
我们如果没有分辨清楚，
if we are not able to discern,
没有抓住这些总原则，
and not able to know the general principle,
耶稣说，
Jesus Christ,
连显明也被疑惑了，
even the chosen will be beguiled.
所以我们一定要很谨慎，
we must be very cautious.
在圣经全本教导中间，
in the entire teaching of the Bible,
我们持守准则，
we must hold on to the principles.
我们跟随圣经的原理，
and follow the principles of the Bible,
我们才不会走错路。
Then we will not go wrong.
好，今天我们谈到了圣经里面一个最重要的青年人。
We are talking about most important young man in the Bible here.
特别关系解梦的事情。
In the area of dream interpretation.
有关于圣经里面梦，有一个太大胆的人，叫做 Sigmund Freud.
There is a very bold person called Sigmund Freud.
他写了一本书，差不多圣经一样厚的，叫做《梦的解析》。
He wrote a book as thick as the Bible, The Interpretation of Dreams.
他几乎呢，有一个竹竿呢，把整船的人都打下去。
He made very sweeping statement in his book.
所以做一梦的人都是心理有问题的人。
They're all who have strange dreams have psychological problems.
从解梦你去了解一个人神经病到什么地步。
So by his dream you can see how insane the person is.
一个人心理性格破裂到什么地步。
The kind of dysfunctionality in his character.
You know the level of this man's schizophrenic phenomena.
你就能够知道他精神分裂到哪一个地步。
这个性格分裂。
He has schizophrenia.
精神病到什么地步?
The kind of disease in your mind.
你可以从梦去解释它。
And he said you can find it out through his dreams.
因为他先出一个完全不信的态度。
Because the author first is a non-believer.
以怀疑批判的眼光来读经。
And so when he looked at the Bible, he was suspicious.
所以上帝就让他心灵瞎了。
And the Lord allowed him to be blinded.
没有办法看出圣经中的真理。
He is not able to see the truth in the Bible.
这些人是很可怜很可怜的人。
These people live a very sad life.
你要谨慎那特别爱心理学的人, 因为他们心里有病才爱心理学。
You must be cautious those who love psychology because they may have psychological problems.
他们先假设自己是没有问题的。
They first assume that they have no problems.
他们自己研究心理学就可以医别人心理的病。
They think that they study psychology, they can help other people.
啊, 结果事实不是如此。
But this is not the fact.
因为人人都是罪人。
For all of us have sinned.
所以在监牢里面的人, 答应我开你监牢的门把你带出去, 他都不知道自己钥匙从哪里来的。
A person who is in jail will promise you that he has the key, but he himself don't know where the key comes from.
他不能带你出去, 因为他自己也没有人带他出去。
He cannot rescue you because he himself cannot be rescued.
所以瞎子不能领瞎子。
The blind cannot lead the blind.
最后呢, 两个一同掉在坑里面。
In the end, both will fall into the ditch.
有罪的人不能拯救有罪的人。
A sinner cannot rescue another sinner.
精神有状况的人不能帮助精神有状况的人。
A person with mental illness cannot help another sane person.
我们看见自杀的这些里面最多人自杀的是医生。 而医生中间最多人自杀的是心理学医生，因为这些人自己心理学有病的。
But among the most suicidal will be doctors. Among the most suicidal doctors are psychologists.
所以你要为医生祷告。
So you need to pray for the doctors.
当他用药医治你身体的时候, 可能你需要用祷告医治他的灵魂。
When he tried to solve your problem with medicine, you may need to solve his problem with prayers.
我相信医生对病理都明白了。
I believe all doctors know about diseases.
医生对医药都要凭信心。
But at the same time, they must have faith in medicine.
医生看你有病了以后, 他就介绍你新的药。
When he sees that you are sick, he will introduce a new medicine to you.
他怎么知道这个新的药会医你呢?
How would he know the effectiveness of this medicine?
而且是新的嘛?
It's new.
新的怎么会医你呢?
How would a new medicine solve your problem?
他用信心派药给你的。
He must have faith to give you this medication.
信心建立在哪里呢?
So from what would he build his faith on?
建立在那个药厂的经验上。
He's built upon the experience of the medical factory.
不是 medical,
the pharmaceutical
medicine,
company.
Pharmacy factory. 因为那个药厂这几十年做的药都对人类有帮助。
Because this pharmaceutical company would have produced good medicine in the past.
所以他就介绍这个药给你。
And so he introduced a new medicine.
介绍这个药给你, 不是因为他知道这个药一定会医你。
Not because he knows that the medicine will surely heal you.
因为这个药厂的药都是可靠的。
He knows that this is trustworthy medicine.
他们的研究是很客观的。
They are very good at research.
他们研究用的材料是非常谨慎的。
They are very cautious with the material used.
何况药厂已经对医生说，你介绍我的药，你就可以拿到70%。
And the pharmaceutical company will promise commission to the doctor.
所以你信医生，医生信那个厂，那个厂信自己。
You actually have faith in your doctor. The doctor has faith in the pharmaceutical company.
你明白这样的事情吗？
You understand?
所以当心理学的医生盼望治理你心理病的时候，
When a psychologist believes that he can cure you,
他就先归类把你这种心理状况归到他所学过的神经病的人哪一种里面去。
He must first segregate and diagnose you based on what he has learned.
大家冥冥之中都相信一些没有办法证明的事情出来。
All of us believe in something that cannot be proven.
但是在这一个混乱的世界中间，
But in this confused world,
实实在在有神的引导。
Truly, there is the guidance of God.
实实在在有神赐下的信息。
Truly, there is a message from God.
所以圣经就记载那些真正蒙上帝启示。 写下上帝要他讲的预言， 的那些梦的存在。
And so the Bible truthfully recorded down dreams that are truthfully from God.
我们前几个礼拜
，a few weeks ago，
我们已经讲了约瑟在监牢里面。
We already talked about how Joseph suffered.
上帝给他的智慧聪明解了三章以九阵的梦的问题。
In the prison, he with the wisdom of God, he solved the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker.
他解的梦真正成全了。
And his interpretation came true.
所以呢，九阵就被复制了。
The cupbearer had his job back.
这个三长被砍头了。
But the baker was beheaded.
圣经讲了一句话。
And the Bible says,
那个人出去的却忘记了他。
The cupbearer did not remember Joseph.
所以我对你们说，不要太过盼望人了。
So I tell you not to put your trust on man.
人是很不可靠的。
Men are not trustworthy.
你帮助过他的，他也忘记你。
People forget it even if you help them.
因为人都记自己，不会记别人。
We only remember ourselves, not others.
等到你得罪他，他就记得你了。
But they remember you when you sin against them.
你对他不好，他就恨你了。
They hate you when you offend them.
你对他好处，他都忘记了。
But they will forget if you're good to them.
所以看一个人好不好，看他记得多少人家对他好，也记得他对人家多少坏，那个就是好人。
You can gauge whether a person is good by how much good or bad he believes and remember about others.
如果一个人永远忘记自己做了多少坏事，也永远忘记人家对他做了多少好处，这个是坏蛋。
A bad person will never remember all the bad things he had done, but remember all the bad things others have done.
又是解梦完了以后
，After Joseph interpreted the dream,
对于那个九阵说
，He said to the cupbearer,
你出去的时候，请你纪念我。
When you leave this place, please remember me.
我是无辜冤枉进监牢的。
I come here as an innocent person.
你替我伸张正义。
So you must bring justice back to me.
你替我找回公道。
To find back my original position.
那个人出去了以后。
But after the cupbearer left,
好，拜拜，我永远忘记你。
Very fine, I will do this, but he forgot.
这就是世态炎凉。
This is the way the world is.
这就是我们的世界，就是这样的情形。
This is the way our life is.
那你说人忘记你，上帝忘记你吗？
But will God then forget you?
你不必害怕。
Do not be afraid.
你的时间到了。
When the time is up,
你就会出来了。
You will be released.
因为神的许可。
Because God has allowed this to happen.
你才跑进去。
That's why you're in jail.
你什么时候进去，什么时候出来，神有他自己的安排，不是人能帮助你的。
God has his own plan and it's not for men to help.
所以用人的眼光来看。